Good morning and welcome to Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul in for Donna Quinn this week. Boy, you know, if you like craft brews and craft beers and ales, you're living in the right part of the world. We have a lot of them here in Oregon. We have three breweries right here in Astoria, a city of 9,500 people, give or take. We're going to have a lot more beers coming up beginning on the 24th with the kickoff of the 14th annual Pacific Northwest Brew Cup right here in town. And here to talk about that, president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association.
Good work, David.
Tulsi Taylor, and executive director of, I'll do it again. I'm so impressed with myself. Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, hereafter known as the ADHDA, Elena Garner. Welcome. Thanks for coming in. 14th annual Brew Cup.
Yeah.
Let's hear about it.
Yeah, fortunately, we haven't been doing it for 14 years. You know, it started small and now it's gotten pretty big. So we're pretty excited about this year. We've got some special events that are tied to it. We've got 36 plus beers,
36
and some
plus
ciders. We've got a vineyard there. We've got North Coast Distilling. We've got some great food and music. Okay, we're done.
The end.
Thanks for listening. Give us kind of a rundown of what we can expect beginning on the 24th.
Okay, beginning on the 24th, it's actually an event we added last year. It's the Brewer's Reception, and it's the kickoff event to Brew Cup, and we have about 10 breweries that are bringing specialty growlers of beer that won't be featured at the festival.
So this is only at the Brewer's Reception.
Yes, only at the Brewer's Reception. So for the real beer enthusiast, this is when you should come. And then North Coast Food Web is doing heavy apps for us.
Heavy apps.
Yes.
We're not foodies, so, I mean, we are foodies, but we don't make the food, so that's what Marianne told us, heavy apps.
Heavy apps. Appetizers.
Appetizers. Yes. It's not dinner.
Not what you have on a smartphone.
No, okay. No. We won't be eating phones, but.
No. No, it's not dinner, but it's going to be delicious.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will be, all of their stuff is.
Yeah, and it is a ticketed event. You can go online to Pacific Northwest Brew Cup to get more information and to purchase your tickets.
And when and where is that going to be?
That is next Thursday, September 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Barbie Maritime Center, 2042 Marine Drive. Yeah.
So if you're a real beer aficionado and you want something you're not going to get anywhere else, Brewer's Reception, that's $35, is that correct?
Right, $35, you get a mug. You get your mug early and some tokens, and you get to talk with the brewers that are there. Last year, I think we had about six or seven brewers. So they will be available to chat about their beer and
talk beer.
Yeah, talk beer.
Okay, that's Thursday. Now Friday, what do we have in store? That's when it really kicks off.
Yeah, right. Well, Friday we open at 11.
12.
Well, I'm there.
There'll be people there at 11.
We'll be there, but the doors won't open till noon.
So hoping and crossing our fingers for good weather. We will not be, rain or shine, we'll be at that location. If we have a typhoon like we did a couple years ago, then we have a plan B, but we don't really like plan B. So we're just crossing our fingers for plan A. So you'll go to the Barbie Maritime Center. That's where you'll get your mug and your tokens. We'll check your ID, so please bring it. Children can get in. Everyone can get in for free, but you can't drink beer unless you have a mug.
Uh-huh.
And you can't pay for the beer unless you have tokens, so you must get those on entry. But you can get in free to listen to music.
Music.
Yeah, music starts at...
I think it starts
at noon with Brown Smead Flats.
Yeah.
So...
local favorites.
Yeah, so you will enter the festival. You can... pick up your program and start looking and tasting the beers. You can go check out the opportunities for the business passport program, which gets you downtown to win prizes, kind of.
How does that work?
So it works. You get a little. Let me start over. You get your program, and then there's a passport in it. There's 20 participating businesses, and you can walk, take the trolley, take the glam tram.
The glam tram, huh?
Yes, to downtown, and you go to the participating businesses. You get a stamp, and then if you go to all 20 businesses, you come back to the festival, And then you'll get raffle tickets. If you go to all 20, you get 21 raffle tickets, with the 21st going into the grand prize drawing. So, which is an over and a story getaway or staycation. If
you don't have to fill out the whole passport, however. If you only went to five places, we give you five tickets, and then you come back.
So basically a ticket for every stamp on your passport.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you come back to the festival, and all the prizes will be there, and you can touch them or smell them or whatever. And
what are some of those prizes that you can touch and smell?
I don't know.
One that I'm really excited about is from Purple Cow Toys, and it is a DC Comics superhero Lego set.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. It's like, it's awesome.
So you only get five tickets. You can pick the ones that you want to. You just write your name on the ticket and plunk it in the bucket. And then at the end of the festival on Sunday, towards the end of the festival, we draw for whoever wins.
And if you go to all 20 of them, then you get that 21st ticket that goes into the grand prize. And it's an Astoria getaway?
Well,
where are we getting away to in Astoria?
It's a room at the Canary Pier Hotel.
There you go.
Very generously donated by Donna and Jake. And
Tasting menu at Baked Alaska.
Other mysterious prizes thrown
just
in.
Lots of fun things.
And if you're at the Cannery Pier, probably a ride to and from in one of those vintage cars.
Sure, of course. That just comes with that just comes complimentary with one of those rooms.
Now, you mentioned getting around downtown. You contracted with the Glamtram this year. I mean, is that
Jeff Daly has very generously, or we twisted his arm. I'm not sure.
A little bit of both.
The Glamtram, for those of you that don't know, is that large kind of open-air trolley red thing that you've seen running around town with a bunch of happy people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jeff's going to have that available for people to go downtown and participate in the passport program, and then he'll pick them up at some place. And I don't think there'll be any particular spot that he'll pick them up, because he just picks up people off the street wherever they are.
Right. Wave them down.
Even
if you aren't participating in the passport program, I suspect that Jeff would just pick you up if you wave at him. Yeah, I hope that everyone has seen the Glamtram around town, it's a really fun kind of event within itself. Really.
It is an experience in and of itself.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's Friday. We got the almost 40 brews on tap and ciders too for people who are gluten free.
We do have a gluten free beer this year
as
well.
There you go.
So everyone can come.
And tastings, I understand, from a winery and a North Coast Distillery.
Right. North Coast Distilling will have their, last year they, was their first year, and they had like three special cocktails that they make at the event. And then you'll be able to purchase a bottle, and we'll stick it in Will Call, and you can pick it up on your way out.
So you can't drink the bottle.
No drinking
right
of the bottles of wine or liquor
at the event.
At the festival, no. Only beer in our glass.
But you get to sample
cider.
Them.
Yeah.
Get
right.
to sample them.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Then if you like them.
The same with the, do you remember the vineyard the winery that's
coming? I believe it's Noble Estates Winery out of Eugene that's coming up.
So the same thing there. You'll be able to purchase a bottle of wine if you so like, and we'll stick it at Will Call and pick it up when you leave.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now that's Friday.
That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, what's happening on Saturday? Anything special on Saturday?
Well, beer and pizza.
Beer and pizza.
For breakfast.
Really?
beer, pizza, and Australians.
And Australians.
And
well, there we go.
Economic development.
That's a great combination. Talk a little bit about that.
Oddly enough, this part isn't oddly enough, but Pacific Power is the sponsor of our breakfast. And they were contacted by some Australians that are coming to the States to examine the economic impact of beer on communities. And it just happens that Astoria is their first stop. And they'll be there on Saturday morning at the breakfast to talk about their economic development, their beer, and they've actually sent some beer to us.
They're bringing a little bit of beer. So at the
Australian beer.
Yeah, Australian beer. You can get some Australian beer at the Brewer's Breakfast.
Craft beer.
These Australian fellows, what exactly is their job back in Australia?
They're economic development
people. Guys.
Some are brewers or representatives throughout the entire country of Australia. So, they're just coming. They really, I think, with the Pacific Northwest and the growing momentum that breweries have had, they just really want to come and explore to see what communities of all sizes are doing and how they're using beer and breweries to really kind of revitalize or reinvigorate their communities.
So they're going to be in Astoria on at the breakfast on Saturday morning, which is $15 and open to everyone.
Anybody can go.
Yes, as is the brewer's reception. And so they'll be there Saturday morning, and they'll be talking to us about this and that, and then they'll take a little tour of Astoria because they want to check us out.
Drink a little beer, I imagine.
Probably.
And after the breakfast.
And then they'll probably jump on the glam tram and come out to the festival.
Yep.
And what time is the breakfast?
9:30 to 11.
And where is it?
It is at Baked Alaska.
Okay, 9:30 to 11 at Baked Alaska.
Yes. Right.
And then 11 o'clock again, the Brewers Fest or the Brew Cup.
Yep. The Brew Cup kicks off 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday.
And it starts with Troll Radio Review.
Troll Radio Review. Yeah, that's right. We should mention that Coast Community Radio is going to be broadcasting live from the Brew Cup.
Yeah, we've got some excellent music. I mean, Brian Bovenizer does a great job of music every year, but he might have topped himself this year. So we have, throughout the festival, we have 16 bands, I believe, and some locals. We have, of course, a Brunsmead Flat.
Brunsmead Flat. They kick
Friday,
it off.
And then
Hook and Anchor.
Hook and Anchor. They finish it
Michael
off.
Michael Hurley. And
Michael Hurley, local favorite.
And I don't know who else.
Kelsey Mosley.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey Mosley. She's great. So, and then in between there, I mean, there's a list of all the bands on our website.
Pacific. That's right. We should give out the URL to that website.
Yeah. And that is www.pacificnorthwestbrewcup.com.
.com. Okay.
We're also still recruiting volunteers. So if anybody would like to volunteer, it takes about 130 or more volunteers to put this on for this many days. So, the cool thing about being a volunteer is that you get a free mug and some tokens. So and a really cool T-shirt.
And a really cool T-shirt.
That says Sud Squad on the
Sud
back
Squad.
Of it. Yeah.
Oh, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah.
Very
special. So, so on that website, you can look up the music. You can look up all the different beers. Mm-hmm. And you can volunteer for any of the days. There, you just it's really pretty easy.
Okay.
I actually signed somebody up the other day. So on my phone, so I know it's doable.
And what's a number for them to call if they want to volunteer?
503-791-7940. And that takes you to me directly.
Okay.
Elena Garner.
Okay. So you can volunteer. You can be a member of the Sud Squad. What does a member of the Sud Squad do?
Work.
Well, there's a couple different options. We still need some beer pourers. And then we also have front of house, so selling the tokens or the mugs. And then
Checking IDs.
We have a group that sells. We have some really awesome merchandise coming this year. So you can get your 2015 swag. Brew Cup swag.
What kind of swag do they have this year?
We have women's t-shirts, women's tank tops, men's tees, sweatshirts, some hats. So we're really branching out and
loading up.
Yes.
You could have a whole
wardrobe.
Brew Cup. Yes.
Yes.
From head to toe.
I'm starting to build mine actually.
Yeah. Now, is it you're going to have that cool logo again this year?
Oh, yeah. That logo was developed by Polk Riley. And, yeah, we would never give that up. It's so brilliant. Which reminds me, actually, that there'll be a booth there from the column. They'll be there to answer any questions that people have about the column and why it's all wrapped up and they can't go there or what they're doing or maybe some of the artists that are working on it. So,
and maybe you could make a contribution or a donation to the upkeep.
I bet they might
of the column,
accept
I would
some
think so.
Donations. Yes.
Yeah. Describe that logo for those who haven't.
Oh,
seen
the
it.
Logo is actually a beer stein, you know, with a cap on the face of it is the column.
It is the column turned into a beer stein.
Into a beer stein, yeah. So it's
with a
cool.
Nice hit of suds on the top of it.
Yeah. And it's open, so, yeah. I mean, it's like the top of the column is popped off a little bit. but still connected to the Stein. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really distinctive. If you haven't seen it, you better head on down there and get a T-shirt or a cap or or what have you, or a tank top or what have you. So that's Saturday, full day of music.
Till 10 o'clock.
Coast Community Radio will be broadcasting,
yeah,
beginning with Troll Radio Review. I'll take a little break right now and let you know that you're listening to Talk of Our Towns here on Coast Community Radio, KMUN in Astoria, KTCB in Tillamook. I'm David Paul in for Donna Quinn. We're talking to Dulcie Taylor, president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, and Elena Garner, executive director of the ADHDA, about the upcoming 14th annual Pacific Northwest Brew Cup here in Astoria. And shift gears a little bit. Oh, a listener question. What is the Astoria Downtown District, Historic District Association?
What do we do?
What do you do? What are you? Do tell.
Well, we're a downtown association. We have approximately 100 members. Mm-hmm. We have the organization is open to business people or citizens or
so anybody could
concerned people. And mm-hmm. that's basically what it is. We have three citizens that sit on our board. So we get that perspective of, not a business owner or work. I mean, anybody can join the organization.
And I think to note as well, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and the Brew Cup is a fundraiser for the Downtown mm-hmm. Association.
Right.
So, we have a variety of committees that focus on different aspects of downtown, and fundraising is one of them. And why not throw a beer festival to raise some money?
We're very excited. Right after the we're part of the Oregon Main Street organization. There's a National Main Street and then the Oregon Main Street, and we're the...
What's the Main Street organization? What's the purpose there? What do they do?
So the National Main Street organization, I believe, started in the late 70s. And it was a response to sprawl and, downtowns
dying
were dying.
Downtowns, yeah.
And so it was their approach to downtown revitalization. There's a four-point approach, which we follow. It's our business development committee, promotion committee, organization committee, and design committee. And really what National Main Street said is, these are the four pillars that you need to really have a successful downtown. And so they've been going along and, a few years ago, probably a decade ago, I really got some new energy. And it's a national program that is then broken down at the state level. I believe 46 or 47 states participate in the National Main Street program. And then from the state level, it's broken down at community level. And in Oregon, there's 76 communities, mm-hmm. I believe, that participate in the Main Street model. And yes, as Dulcie was saying, so after the Brew Cup, then we head to the state conference, which is a lot of fun. It's in the Dalles this year. And 2 years ago, Astoria.
Yeah, Astoria hosted that.
Astoria's been getting a lot of good cred from that conference. I mean, during that conference when all the Main Street people were here, that was so many bits of goodness that people were like, last time I was in Astoria, it looked horrible and I didn't want to be here. And how did you turn it around and stuff? So we feel part of that mm-hmm. Energy in kind of helping Astoria become a destination. For the better or worse, depending on who you talk to. Some people don't like all those tourist people coming into town or whatever, but we like them.
And not only tourism, though, because if you revitalize the downtown, then it's there all year round for people who do live here.
Right. Well, and that's kind of my keystone remark, is that if you don't have a viable downtown, then you don't have a viable town. And if you don't have a viable citizens that shop downtown, then, there's a synchronicity that goes on there and a partnership, if you will. So you have to have all of that to make one great community, and I think that's what we have in Astoria.
And so this conference at the Dalles is a real good opportunity to share ideas.
Yeah, it's great. They have breakout sessions, and you talk to a lot of different people from a lot of different sized towns.
The most fun, I think, is the kickoff event on Wednesday, October 7th. There's a keynote speaker, and it's Donovan Ripka this year, who you should look him up. He's fascinating. And I actually saw him speak at the National Conference a few years ago in Detroit, and he's just very engaging. But then after the keynote, they do the Downtown Revitalization Awards. And last year, Astoria took home 4 awards.
Really?
And this
what
year,
were they?
They were Best Business for Street 14, mm-hmm. Best Adaptive Reuse for Bowie Beer, I think the Best Public Project for Garden of Surging Waves, and then Volunteer of the Year for Tiffany Estes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this conference, too, is that since we're a member of the Oregon Main Street, that any Astoria citizen can go to this event and sign up. You just go to...
You can go to Eventbrite. Just go to AstoriaDowntown.com, and there will be a link on there.
Or call Helena.
Yeah, or call me. 503-791-7940.
Now, what kind of projects do you have in the works coming up as far as the ADHDA goes? What can we see down? Where are you going to see downtown? Or
Well, something that we're working on more internally right now is doing a cluster analysis.
What's that?
It is looking at downtown as a whole and really seeing the different types of clusters, whether they're food clusters or, you know, if they're more event clusters or, you know, like if you're planning a wedding, what do you need to plan a wedding? You know, you need a florist and a bakery and... you know, all of these things. And so looking at where those holes are downtown so we can have a more cluster-friendly downtown.
Just seeing what we lack and what we can encourage to come recruit if we ever went to recruit people to come in.
Do we have identified clusters in downtown right now? Or?
I really think 11th Street is kind of a cluster of kind of fun and cool, eclectic, if you will, things to do. The coffee house, the bike store, a gallery, you know, shopping, barber, tattoos, arcade, bookstore. I mean, all those things really go together really
nicely. They all complement each other.
They do. They totally complement each other. And in the best case scenario, every one of our blocks would be like that. And we're getting closer to that. I mean, 14th Street mm-hmm. is really... come alive in the last couple of years, and the retail and Astor Hotel and Street 14 and Purple Cow and Teals, and you know, it's we've got it going on.
And I've noticed some remodeling going on and some facelifts going on downtown.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. New windows going in across the street from Old Town Framing, and in one part of the ABCO building is being rehabilitated. And, you know, we have, what's our occupancy? I mean, we are below our vacancy rate.
Yeah. I mean, we're probably 12% is our vacancy rate, which is really
remarkable.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's more of the usable spaces, but there's a new business that just opened up the other day. It's like a scrapbooking store. And so kind of going back to the clusters, they're across from Party Gestures. So mm-hmm. you have kind of these two event-based businesses that are across the street from one another, and so that's creating a cluster as well. So you can go here and get balloons, but then you can go here and get the decorations.
You could go to Four Seasons, get a party dress, and then you could go have some coffee and discuss the event.
And then you mm-hmm. can go down to Old Town Framing and get that gift framed and wrapped. So you know, there's
it's fascinating, really. I mean, if you like that kind of thing.
No. No. Do you have people, entrepreneurs, people who are interested in starting up businesses in Astoria? Do they come to you for advice or saying, hey, where would be a good place to situate my business or locate my business?
A little bit, yeah. And we work with Cedar and the Small Business Development Center quite a bit as well. They'll call me and, you know, if someone wants to look at spaces or something like that, then... you know, I'll give them a walking tour. And
we do spend a lot of time on the street, just walking around between Elena and I, and or just things that we hear, you know. So people will tag us to see if we know, you know, this is what their business is and this is the space that they're looking for. What do we know? I mean, we get that pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Dulcie, I have a question. We're talking primarily about businesses and business developments and clusters in the downtown district. I read a story this morning from the Daily Historian where the city council is trying to look at pockets of affordable housing. Does the historic association have anything to do with negotiating those kinds of things or looking out for what kind of housing we can expect to maintain in the downtown area?
Well, you know, one of our, some time ago, our business development had a goal to look at housing downtown. We did a walkabout, and surprisingly, there are a lot of apartments available on second stories of mm-hmm. retail down below. Unfortunately, they're full, or they're most. I think, really, Elena and I were talking about this the other day. Really, the only place that we can imagine that is vacant as a second story is above is in the Gunderson Building, mm-hmm. And they don't want that to be a live space. So. I mean, we know that people living downtown make it more viable and fun, right? So, but we don't really have a dog in that fight. I mean, we don't have inventory. Elena wants to, you know, buy something or whatever, but we have no money to do that because we're, you know, 501c3. That's why we do fundraising and like a brew festival. So, I mean, we are engaged. But I don't really know what we can do about it. We're interested and engaged.
Well, I think, yeah, like being a part of the conversation with
that
the
city. That was what I meant. Being part of that conversation, engaging so that we have the vital mix of energies in the downtown.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally.
Now, if people did want to get involved with the ADHDA, how would they do it? When do you meet?
Well, we have a really fun general meeting the first Friday of every month, 8:30 a.m. at Baked Alaska.
Okay. 8:30 in the morning, first Friday of every month.
First Friday, yes. And then there's all of our committees. We meet different times throughout the month. But you can go online, AstoriaDowntown.com, check it out. And then you can also call me, Elena, 503-791-7940. Send us an email. Stop by my office, which is at Pier 12 in between Baked Alaska. So just track us down, find us. We're happy to talk with you.
Okay, and we made it up to Saturday on the Brew Cup. Turning back to the Brew Cup now.
Right.
We'll wrap it up. Sunday.
Growlerville Sunday.
Yeah, Growlerville. Talk about Growlerville Sunday.
Well, we don't want to be carrying any beer home. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So we want
you carrying the beer.
We want you. We want you, the listeners, to be carrying that beer home. So you have the opportunity to bring your growler down, fill it up for $10.
Now, a growler,
that's
4 pints
beer.
For $10, folks, I think.
Yeah. So so you can bring your own growler, or you will have some growlers there available for purchase if you forget yours. So that'll be going on all day, 11 to 4.
11 to 4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I imagine the grand prize drawing will take place on Sunday.
Yep. The other thing I wanted to mention is that you cannot bring your own glass down to drink beer. When we talked about the entry, it's the souvenir brew cup glasses, which are a new design this year, which we're pretty excited about. No handle, so
no
don't
handle.
Drop it.
We
don't want you to drop it. But but it's pretty cool. And that costs $9. And that's the only glass that we'll pour beer into. And you must purchase tokens for $1 to pay to get the beer in the glass. So,
$1 per token,
mm-hmm. and it's
for a 4 ounce pour.
For a four ounce pour. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So quarter pint.
We are excited for this year. Excited for our new ideas to streamline, get everything people flowing through. We have wristbands. Everybody will be wearing wristbands, whether they're kids or. Yeah, I mean,
and
you
it
can
is
get
kid
it
friendly.
It is totally kid friendly, and you can get
and
it
we're dog
free.
Friendly for friendly dogs.
Friendly
oh,
dogs.
Oh, there we
yeah.
go.
We'll have plenty of tents and seating. We'll have great food. I'm really excited about the food
and great music.
And
It's always fun.
Yeah.
It's always fun. This has been quite an event. It's it's really growing, and we could talk more, but we're about out of time.
Yeah.
Starting on the 24th.
Yep.
With the Brewer's Reception.
Go to the website.
And
sign up.
Through the weekend, the 14th Annual Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. And that's about all the time we have for Talk of Our Towns this morning. Thank you so much for listening. I'm David Paul, and for Donna Quinn. Donna will be back next week.